Hello and welcome. Picture this. It's a hot afternoon. Your AC starts to pull a little harder, and without you lifting a finger, your home eases the thermostat a degree, spaces out the water heater, and sidesteps the most expensive minutes of the day. You don't feel a difference. Your bill does. A few dollars here, a few there, and it adds up. That's smart energy management. Not flashy gadgets, but a home that thinks ahead. People ask, why is this essential now? Because it's not about the newest device. It's about getting your home to act like a team, not a bunch of soloists. One violin is nice. A synced orchestra changes the room and your monthly bill. You might be in one of two camps. The frustration camp. You bought the thermostat and smart plugs, then hit setup drama, random pings, and routines that never stick. Feels dumb. I get it. Or the optimization camp. You know there's money and comfort to gain. You just want a clear way to connect the dots without becoming a full-time engineer. You're my people. Here's the headline. Smart energy management isn't a device. It's a system. And it's as much about your habits as your hardware. Start with a mindset shift. The average home wastes roughly a third of the energy it buys, lost to bad timing, sloppy settings, and devices that don't coordinate. Fix the timing and coordination, and you claw back a big chunk of that waste. It matters beyond your bill. Peak demand fees sneak in when your home draws the most power at the worst time. Late afternoon, when everything runs at once. Your equipment pays too. An AC that short cycles burns out early. And when every home spikes together, the grid strains. Utilities fire up dirtier power. Outages get more likely. What happens in your home doesn't stay there. I think about it like day trading. You buy power when it's cheap and easy on the grid, and you avoid it when it's expensive and dirty. How do you do that without making energy your hobby? Four pillars. Miss one and things wobble. Nail them and your home works for you. Pillar one, data quality beats data quantity. You don't need 100 gadgets. You need a few trustworthy signals. Start with your utility's energy data. It shows patterns, morning spikes, evening surges, weekends versus weekdays. Add a smart thermostat with room sensors so you control comfort where you live, not just the hallway. If you can, monitor the biggest circuits, HVAC, water heater, maybe your EV charger, and don't forget weather. Temperature and humidity drive your home's behavior. A reliable weather feed or outdoor sensor turns guesses into guidance. Make sure your devices can talk. Closed ecosystems can trap you. Choose tools that share data. A thermostat that can't coordinate with a water heater is like a drummer ignoring the bass player. And if privacy matters, pick systems that process data locally, faster and calmer. Pro tip, before you automate, just watch. 2 weeks of observation is gold. See when your home peaks. Notice the dryer run at 6 p.m. that always lands in the priciest minutes. Spot phantom loads, chargers, and boxes sipping all day. Scheduling or unplugging a few of those can save easy dollars. Not glamorous, satisfying. Pillar two, automate what actually gets used. The goal isn't clever tricks. It's tiny, boring automations that nail the basics every day. Match routines to your habits. If you head to bed around 10, a good night's scene that lowers heat 2 degrees, turns off lights, and shifts the water heater to overnight doesn't fight you, it supports you. If weekdays are predictable, run heavy appliances when power is cheaper. Dishwashers at dawn. Laundry while you're at work. EV charging after midnight. When automation gets too clever, it gets ignored. Keep it simple. Test it. If it confuses you, it will confuse your family. Pillar three, think whole home, not piecemeal. Your house is an ecosystem. The thermostat affects humidity, Humidity affects comfort. Comfort affects behavior. When devices act in islands, they can work against each other. When they coordinate, magic happens. Pre-cool late morning before prices climb. In the afternoon, let temperature drift up a degree while ceiling fans carry the load. Delay the water heater's reheat during peak hours. If you have solar, steer flexible loads to sunny periods. It's choreography. Small moves in sequence, saving money without sacrificing comfort. Pillar 4. User habits drive everything. You can buy the smartest gear, but if no one uses it as intended, results suffer. Don't lecture. Design around real life. If teens crank the thermostat, set a friendly limit, a narrow range that keeps peace and protects the bill. If guests leave lights on, a few motion sensors can do the cleanup. And reward yourself. When you hit a weekly goal, shrinking peak usage by a chunk, note the savings and do something fun. Behavior sticks when you feel the benefit. Here's a simple plan to start this week. Step 1, observe and pick a target. Look at your home's pattern for 2 weeks. Choose one expensive habit to shift. Laundry at 6 p.m., AC battling the afternoon sun, or the EV charging the minute you get home. Step 2, set one automation that moves the biggest load. For cooling, pre-cool a bit in late morning. Then let it rise a degree or two during peak hours. For the water heater, shift reheats to cheaper times. For EVs, schedule charging after midnight. Step 3, plug the phantom leaks. Put TV gear, game consoles, and office equipment on smart plugs or power strips, and truly turn them off while you sleep. Step 4, make it visible. A small live dashboard on your phone turns it into a game. When you see today's curve flatten, it feels good. You're steering, not guessing. A quick word on comfort and air quality. Non-negotiable. This isn't about living in a cave. It's about priming, coordination, and gentle nudges so comfort costs less. Watch humidity. Run bathroom fans and kitchen hoods when they matter. If your HVAC has a circulation mode, a few minutes each hour can even out temperatures without cranking the compressor. And always keep an override. Hosting? Under the weather? Hit the comfort button. One evening won't undo a month of smart choices. Wondering if you need brand X or protocol Y? Don't sweat that on day one. Start with what you have. The utility app. Your thermostat. Your biggest appliances. As you grow, favor gear that plays well with others and gives real insight, not just cute features. The article that goes with this episode dives into the details. Data platforms, compatibility, and tying weather, occupancy, and rates together. So, the big picture. Smart energy management turns isolated choices into a coordinated strategy. It shields your wallet by avoiding the worst-priced minutes. It protects equipment by reducing needless starts and stops. It helps your neighborhood by smoothing out spikes. And it lowers your carbon impact without asking you to be colder, hotter, or darker than you like. If tech burned you before, I hear you. Try again. Smaller and smarter. Start with observation. Make one change that fits your life. Then add another. In a month or two, you'll look back and realize your home feels the same or better, and your bill is calmer. That's when you know your house isn't just connected. It's actually smart. If you want the full playbook, the specifics, checklists, and examples for real homes, it's in the written guide. For now, less guessing, more guiding. Less flash, more flow. Your home already has the instruments. Let's help it play in tune. Thanks for listening. I can't wait to hear what small shift you try first and what it unlocks.